Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Human Podcast. I'm so excited you're here today, my beautiful queen. My name is Callie. If you are new, welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about how to have a holy girl summer. I'm going to be giving you 5 fun habits you can implement to really have a holy girl summer and grow closer to God mentally, physically, and spiritually. All the ways, you guys, all the ways. So before we get into it, I am truly so pumped you're here. We're gonna keep this a nice short power mini episode for the summer, you guys. We're gonna start off though with a quick little self-check-in. Think of it's like a time to just ground yourself, to really just see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. So let's just take a big inhale, just breathing in through your nose, growing nice and tall, and exhale out through your mouth. Just letting go of any tension in your body, in your face, in your shoulders. Okay, ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Getting real with yourself and asking the follow-up question, why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, just starting to get just aware of our feelings. Okay, now let's ask God. Ask God a question. Let's ask him, where is this feeling coming from? Is it coming from a belief system? Is it coming from a physical tiredness, hunger, whatever? Just take a moment with the Lord in this. And asking him, what do you want me to know about this thing? Okay. Next question for you. Have you hydrated your hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, let's all just grab our waters. We're going to hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my beautiful, amazing, healthy, beat human fam. We have one more question to go. My dog is trying to lick my water. She wants my aminos. I put aminos in my water this morning and it has a delicious watermelon aftertaste. Little plug there. If you are following along and have already listened to it, maybe listen to it again, but we have a really good episode a few weeks back with an expert in protein and he talks all about aminos, so go check it out. Okay, our next question, you guys, is what is one area of our life that we wish we were closer to the Lord in? Think about it. Maybe it's your friendships. Maybe your friendships you feel like are lacking a little bit in pushing you closer to the Lord. Maybe it's how you're talking to yourself. Just get real right now. Maybe write it down too. Okay, I hope that helped a little bit. I think sometimes it's good to just kind of pause in our life and be like, okay, what's really going on? And just see how you're feeling. And yesterday I was having like a really, I was feeling super heavy in the morning. Like, not physically heavy, but emotionally very heavy. And I didn't know why. And so I eventually was like, okay, I just need to go and just sit with God and be like, what is happening? And I just told him kind of everything that was going on. It was cool because I felt like I've been working on this lately, but just talking to God about things in a way, it's like I'm telling a friend. My father. It's like, I think, you guys, gossip is such a real problem in our world. And I think it's really easy to go to other people and gossip about if someone wronged you and be like, oh, I can't believe this person did that or whatever. And it made me feel like this. That was going on yesterday. And I was like, you know, like I wanted to tell someone, if that makes sense. And I was like, I don't want to gossip, but like, I need to get this off my chest. And I just straight up out loud was telling God, I was like, this person did this to me and it made me feel like this. And I was like, I don't care if I sound like a whiny brat or whatever. Like, I just need to like tell him what's going on. And it was really cool because then by doing that, he allowed me to just kind of see things from a different perspective, which basically as a result, I was able to forgive people. And I just felt this heaviness lift off of me completely. Like, it was very, very cool. So anyways, long story short is just talking to God and like actually just having a convo with him. I don't care if you feel like a crazy person, he's right there. There's a spiritual realm around us that a lot of us, like some of us can see it, but others cannot see it. but it's very real. It's really very, very real. So anyways, that happened and it was really cool. So just want to encourage you guys with that. But let's just dive right in. I have something very exciting to share with you guys. I will probably share it next week. It doesn't impact our podcast listeners whatsoever, but I mean, unless you come to my Pilates studio in person. I have a very exciting announcement for my in-person Pilates studio. If you're following along, it's called Sunshine Pilates. It's a faith-based Pilates studio. We have a YouTube channel as well. If you're virtual, you can do it. It's called Sunshine Pilates on YouTube. But anyways, I have a really, really exciting announcement about that. That's been just such a cool God story. And I can't wait to do an entire episode on this testimony of the Lord and just how amazing He is. But anyways, let's get into it, you guys. Let's get into some holy girl summer habits. So I just want to also preface it this. I was thinking about this episode and I was like, I really don't want this episode to be a very legalistic episode where it's like, if you don't do these things, you're not going to feel close to God. If you miss it one day, then you're not a good Christian. Like, no, that's literally just the devil right there. That's literally not how it works at all. God doesn't tally up how much we do for Him, which equates to how close we are to Him. Like, that's literally not how it works. I just want to read from the book of Matthew really fast because I do want to incorporate some scripture into today's episode. Just so you guys are aware of this, in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, it was very much based on, like, there's a bunch of rules that they basically needed to do. And the New Covenant got rid of, like, those requirements for us to be close to the Lord and to, like, I mean, you guys know, like, Jesus died for our sins. He took away, His blood covers us and it frees us from those sins. The Lord forgives us and we don't walk in that old covenant anymore, which means we don't need to, like, long story short, we don't need to earn God's love. We don't. And so this is just what Jesus, He's talking to the Pharisees who were at the time practicing the old covenant still. Jesus had not died on the cross, but He was basically introducing this new covenant into people's lives. So this is Matthew 22, verses 34 to 30 to 40. And so this is literally, like, let's just live by this for this in our entire life, honestly. I was going to say for the summer. No, like, for our entire life. But when the Pharisees heard that He had silenced the Sadducees with His reply, they met together to question Him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap Him with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? The law of Moses is the Old Covenant. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." So that is our focus, you guys. We're going to focus this summer on loving the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. Let's focus on the most important, first and greatest commandment. And the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. There's so much packed into these two scriptures. I mean, we could literally just talk about this for probably 5 hours. But one time I was on a walk pretty recently, and I was kind of thinking about the scripture about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Like, what does that actually mean? I was really just sitting there thinking about it. And I was just like, whoa, that is kind of a wild concept to think about. So maybe you haven't ever just taken a moment to just be like, what would that look like in my life? And maybe this is where we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us, asking Him to really help us understand what this might look like in our lives, where in our life maybe we aren't loving the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. Just getting with the Holy Spirit in that, you guys. I think podcasts are absolutely incredible for so many reasons, but I can't do the work for you guys. End of the day, no one else is going to do this for you. This is your relationship between you and the Lord. So I think for this summer, we need to get real with ourselves. We can listen to as many podcasts as our heart desires, but if we aren't taking action, if we aren't sitting with the Lord and really spending time trying to get to know Him, trying to better love Him, and all of these different things, like, we're not going to grow closer to Him. You grow close to your friends when you hang out with them and you spend time with them. So the same thing goes for the Lord. And I know this is a little convicting. I mean, it's convicting for me as well. It can be easy to go to church and be like, okay, well, I'm close to God. Like, great. but you're not actually talking to the Lord. You're not actually hanging out with him. You're kind of just learning about God from somebody else. Like, we have this incredible gift from Jesus. From God, it's the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit, which is the helper. And through the Holy Spirit, we're able to hear the Lord's voice. We're able to commune with the Lord every single day at all times. Any given moment of time, we can really just hang out with the Lord. So I think it's this summer, habit number one, you guys, is let's actually make time for Jesus in our daily lives. And no, that doesn't mean sit in our room for 30 minutes and then that's all. Like, what would our lives look like if we talked to Jesus in everything that we did? What if we talked to Jesus while we're hanging out with our friends? What if we talked to Jesus when we're in our car, bumping to some music, dancing around? What would happen if we were working out and we literally were just like talking to Jesus while we're holding a plank, literally in a puddle of sweat? What would happen, truly? What would happen if you were talking to Jesus while you're on a date with that guy for the first time? Like, I think that our lives would be so much more peaceful because Jesus, I know it's hard to wrap our minds around this, talking to Jesus while we're with other people, but it can look like, for example, let's say that you're talking to someone who is yelling at you and they're mad at you. In that moment, instead of reacting, you can actually, in your spirit, ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to know about the situation? How do you want me to respond? Like, would you give me the words to respond to this person? And you guys, it's like the most game-changing thing ever. When you invite the Holy Spirit in, like, you have a leg up in the argument already because he already knows what the person's going through, what's going on in their heart. So it's like, it literally, the amount of arguments I've had with people where when I just invite the Holy Spirit in, the whole argument just fizzles out completely because, like, this is not me that is causing this, but like, I will say something from the Spirit that like completely is what the other person needed to hear. It's like, oh, I actually see them from this new perspective. It's not from a perspective of anger. It's like a perspective of compassion. Like, that has been something that has been such a game changer for me. Okay, which leads me into point number two, habit number two for this summer, holy girl summer habits, is when we're working out, I challenge all of us to make our workout a time of worship. If I had showed myself like 3 years ago, this clip of myself talking right now, I would be like, this person is super weird. What are they doing? But you guys, just listen. Working out, moving our bodies, it is worship. Like, we can worship the Lord with our bodies. And everything has changed for me in my fitness journey when I've made it about the Lord and made it less about myself. Like, it's really cool because I went to a workout class the other day and I'm very used to, like, at this point, hype, upbeat, faith-based music because I do a lot of workouts at my studio. And I went to this other studio. And anyways, the music, you guys, I felt like it was really funny. I was taken aback to when I lived in Miami and would go clubbing. It was kind of like, really, it was, I'll say it lightly, trashy rap. It was very trashy rap. And so anyways, I'm in this workout class and I'm just like, oh my goodness, the amount of thoughts that were just going through my mind that I was just like taking captive, that were so like intrusive, a lot of vanity type of thoughts. I mean, the whole song was about like, it was, the song, it goes, it's like booty, 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 that song. I was listening to, like, I was trying not to listen to it, but it was blasting. And I was just like, okay, I just don't love working out in this environment anymore. And I used to love it, which was really interesting to me. But that being said, it's really cool when you just invite Jesus into your workout. When you invite him to just help you see your body through his lens, when you just make it a fun time between you and the Father and you're just like praising him for the ability to move your body, you're listening to life-giving music that isn't about really dark things that honestly, like, I don't want to, here's the thing, like, there is such a line about like legalism and whatnot, like, but end of the day, you gotta really think about like, what do you really want going into your ears? when things come into your ears, they enter your mind. Like, what do we really want to be consuming? And this is something that you can decide for yourself. I think that everyone has a different line with it. I mean, some people don't really care what music they listen to and it doesn't affect them. But I think other people like are more sensitive to it. And I know for me, like I personally have learned, like I prefer in general to listen to more faith-based music. Sometimes I will listen to not faith-based music and it's fine. Like, I don't think that the Lord is going to strike me down because I'm listening to like not a Christian song. In fact, like we still have fun together, but I do feel in my spirit differences when I listen to life-giving music versus listening to more of like the worldly stuff that talks about depression, that talks about sex, it talks about drugs, like all these things. I mean, it has spirits attached to those things. It's heavy, you guys. I think we all can feel it in songs. Like, if you're really aware of it in this, like, spiritually, you can feel it. It's like not that upbeat and actually life-giving. It's really interesting. That's a whole other podcast episode to talk about. I don't want you guys to feel guilty if you listen to that stuff, but I think it is just one of those things where it's like, what are we consuming? Like, what are my eyes consuming too? Am I looking at things that aren't really bringing me life? Like, I feel like I'm going on a bit of a tangent here. That being said, like, let's try and invite Jesus into our workouts this summer. I think it'll change everything, truly. I think it'll change how we see our bodies. I think it's gonna change how we see ourselves in a bikini on the beach. Let's be real. When Jesus is part of our life, when we are hanging out with him at the beach instead of sitting there not talking to Jesus, and we're focusing on how many rolls are on our stomach or whatever, like that's when we're not focusing on the Lord. That's when we're not loving the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and all the things, because we're actually criticizing his creation. Like, I don't see that as loving God. Like, I think it's really wild when you like really, really look at it and you're like, dang, if I actually love the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, I'm like getting all the words mixed up. If I really, you know what I mean? If I really loved him like that, I don't think we would be so harsh on ourselves. I don't think we'd be so judgmental of others. I don't think we would do so many things that we just often fall into because we're not focused on the Lord. Like, I'm talking to myself right now. Like, this is a convicting podcast for me, and I'm talking to you guys. Like, let's just get real there. Like, we're all walking through this together. Okay, number three, and we're also not perfect. Also want to put it out there. We're not perfect, and that is why we have Jesus. Grace, though, is not like a freebie to just do whatever you want. I was listening to this actually today. John was playing the radio in the car and he was talking about this. And I was like, okay, this is kind of fire. Like, it doesn't give us just like this pass, like, oh, you can go do whatever you want, like whatever. No, like that's not the point of grace. But I think it is important, you guys, to repent. Repentance is key. Okay, we're on a tangent again. Number three of our holy girl habits is inner healing summer. Oh my goodness, do you guys know what inner healing is? I feel like I've talked about it a lot. It's truly life-changing. I think of it like Holy Spirit therapy. So you know how at the beginning of this episode I was talking about how I got with the Lord yesterday when I was feeling not so great, and I was kind of just like pouring out my heart to him, and I was like, oh, like this person did that, no, no, no. Anyways, it's like that. It's like if you know you have an ugly feeling in your body, let's say your gut is in shambles and you just feel so anxious and you don't know why, you get with the Lord and you invite the Holy Spirit in and you're like, can you just show me where the root of this is? And you basically start to rework your belief system and you like break off lies, you renounce lies, you forgive people. I think deliverance happens very frequently when I do inner healing, which is really cool. There's so much freedom in it, and you really get, I feel like it's a great way to get closer to God as well when you do inner healing. And those belief systems, you guys, can truly just cloud us in lies if we don't get rid of faulty belief systems. It's very interesting. And I think victimhood is a huge one that a lot of us deal with today, is the I have to mindset. Everything happens to me. Why is everyone against me? That's a belief system. That's a belief system that you're a victim, and that's not true because we are victorious in Christ. So I just had that on my heart. I think someone listening maybe needs to break that off of them and work through that with the Holy Spirit. So if that kind of like hit you, that was from the Lord, just so you know. Okay, number four is for holy girl habits. What should this one be? I had three of them and now I'm like, let's think about it. Okay, wait, I have one. Number four is let's just get into the word more. Let's get into the Bible more, you guys. Let's really just read the Bible. I know it's simple, but let's read a book of the Bible that maybe we haven't read before. What if we challenged ourselves to read one book of the Bible per month? Per month, one that we have never read before. I think that'd be pretty fun. Let's make that one Holy Girl habit. But here's the preface. Before we read the Bible, make sure you ask the Holy Spirit to open your spiritual eyes and ears to really understand the living word in a new way. That is when the Lord has always spoken to me in really cool ways, and I read the same scripture and I get different revelation, is when you're just in tune with the Spirit as you're reading the word. God speaks through us just through the Bible, just constantly in new ways. And it's just so, so cool, you guys. That's why it's called the Living Word, by the way. Number five of Holy Girl Summer is that, let's think. Oh, I have so many ideas for what this one could be. What does this one need to be for us to die? I just keep feeling the word discipline coming to mind. And if you read the book of Proverbs, there's a lot on discipline in the book of Proverbs. Discipline is actually a really great thing. And I know in the summer, it can be easy and tempting to fall into laziness, making excuses for making the bed as I look at my unkept bed in front of me, making excuses for not putting the trash away, for not doing the dishes, for not working on your business or working on the thing God's called you to. Like, just making excuses. What if we were disciplined this summer? What if we stopped making excuses and just took care of our home, took care of our bodies, took care of our work, our calling on our life, like all these things? I think that that would lead to a very fruitful life. So there you have it, you guys. Holy Girl Summer Habits. I hope these habits kind of spark something in you. I actually have a bonus one. Bonus habit that I just wanna popped into my mind. What if we challenge ourselves to read, it's a little bold, two books. Let's read two books that are not the Bible this summer, that are Christian books that basically help us grow in an area that maybe we wanna sharpen and grow in. So for example, I'm currently reading a nice lighthearted read, I joke, called Dangerous Prayers from the Courts of Heaven that Destroy Evil Altars. That's a lighthearted beach read, right? Honestly, yeah. Like, it makes our lives light because we destroy those evil altars. Anyways, getting a book, maybe you want to grow in the gift of prophecy. Maybe you want to grow in just hearing the Lord's voice. Finding some books that are going to help you in those things. If you want to grow, by the way, in hearing God's voice and prophecy, I'm reading a really good book called The Prophetic Warrior by Emma Stark. It's absolute fire. 10 out of 10 recommend it. Definitely read it. Another good book too, if you maybe want to grow in your relationship this summer, is Love and Respect. Another good one is Keep Your Love On. If you want to read a good friend book, I'm just looking at books that are on my nightstand as I'm recording this. The Better Friend by Grace Valentine on friendship. I feel like I have so many good little books for you guys, book racks. But anyways, I hope this episode helped you. Let me know in the comments below the show which of these habits you are going to be trying out today. And anyways, send this episode to a friend who you want to do this challenge with this summer. Accountability is so key, you guys. And I think that, I mean, we all have each other. Let's all do this together. Let's all work on it. Knowing that we're not perfect. We're not perfect, but the Lord is. And all taking this back to loving the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And everything else will follow, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. You got to love yourselves first. And then love your neighbor, okay? And it all comes back to loving the Lord your God. It's all tied. It's all a cycle, you guys. It's all a big tied up cycle. It's super cool. Anyways, I love you guys. I will see you next time. Make sure you share this episode with your friends and leave a rating if you haven't already. Tag us on socials and I'll see you next time. Have the best day and stay healthy but human. Bye.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.